Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3. South Dakota Board of Education meeting, Monday, August 15th, 2016.
Test. Paying in the fresh fruit and vegetables grant for 6 to 10 years and a great opportunity. There's no personal involvement in it. There's no additional incentive for the district other than it provides fresh fruit and vegetables for our elementary students. And with that, I will turn it over to Deb, but we'll be gladly answer any questions. And I don't know if Bobby is on or not, but if Bobby has anything else to elaborate on, she certainly can. So, Deb, you've got the floor.
Okay, before you start, this is Gwenna Fulberg talking. I don't know who wrote this down, but in that last paragraph, neither me, school district, nor myself are receiving. It puts me over the edge.
Somebody
rewrite that.
So Bobby, you need to take part of the myself, and needs to be nor I.
Okay, so this is Bobby.
I'm using myself, but it's never used correctly.
Okay.
Yeah, then you use teacher, right?
I cannot deal with that anymore.
I know, you said that last day when I saw you, so.
Yes, well, it's still the same.
Okay. This is Bobby, and just so we have on the record who's in the room at the public listening place at DOE, myself, Holly Ferris.
I got a meeting in just a few minutes, so
okay.
I'll do the myself.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, so
let's go.
I am here. Holly Ferris is here. Fern is obviously here, and Sandra Kangas from the Child and Adult Nutrition portion of DOE is here. The waiver covers not only the fresh fruit and vegetable program, but also all the school lunch programs that would be part of Meade School District's National School Lunch Program application. I think they're all listed there. So Sandra Kangas is here if anybody has any specific questions. But I think everything else is in the written waiver, and because this would be effective the first day of school, that's why it's being brought before the board at this point for a waiver.
Okay, are there any other questions for Bobby or Don? Bobby, I have a question. Does this waiver need to be done annually?
Because there's a new application every year, yes, I think the waiver will need to be done annually.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, so Fern, could you take a roll call vote? Well, no, could I have a motion to approve the waiver as submitted by President Kirstar? Okay, Duncan approved. Do I have a second?
Gopal, second.
Fern, could you do a roll call vote, please?
Yes. Motion is to approve the waiver as presented. Aguilar?
Yes.
Duncan?
Yes.
Fulberg?
Only if the myself has changed, yes.
Herman?
I don't know where people go to school. It's ridiculous.
Hoyt?
Yes.
Kierkegaard?
Abstain.
Schollenkamp?
Yes.
Shepherd?
Yes.
Bias?
Yes.
7 ayes, 0 nays, 1 abstain. Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. Before I hand the chairmanship back to Don, I just want to note that, Bobby, when you're working with the commissioner or whoever's setting up these rules, if they can look at establishing some sort of category for ongoing, because it sounds to me like we have 4 state employees in a room for this and a whole bunch of people being paid for a meeting, to deal with something that is basically understood. So if they could set up some sort of category so you don't have to do this annually, it might make everyone's lives a little more efficient. So I'll get off my soapbox now. Don, back to you.
Thank you, Deb, and I agree 100%. And so that was the only agenda item for today. And so is there a motion to adjourn? So we have a motion by Hoyt, a second by
Schellenkamp.
Second by Schellenkamp. I guess we better do a roll call. Fern, would you do a roll call, please?
Yes. Aguilar?
Yes.
Duncan? Kelly?
My guess is she headed to the president's speech because she was late.
Boberg?
Yes.
Herman? I'm sorry. Hoyt?
Yes.
Kierkegaard?
Yes.
Schellenkamp?
Yes.
Shepherd?
Yes.
Baez?
Yes.
I show 7 A's, 0 nay, motion carried.
Thank you, and I will see everyone at our next meeting.
Thank you.
See you then.
Thanks, everybody.